Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love. And our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we learned that we should never allow our children to influence where the family will go to church. Let's continue with that subject today. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Don't take away the Lord and His Word from your life or the personal church. Often Satan goes after young people. Sometimes, as a child, I found out that there are parents that have problems that they never told their children about. And I remember one time, I had all these standards, and they were, seemed like things were going away. These people that had these standards were going away from them. When their children got in trouble, or when their children became teenagers, you know what that tells me? That tells me, Dad, you weren't the spiritual leader of your home. Because if you were, you would have stood firm on those things. And if you have a home that doesn't have a dad in it, who has abandoned the home and so forth, then mom, that responsibility falls on you in the training up the child in the way they should go. And don't you depart from it. You keep that on. You let God do His work instead of you trying to figure out a better way than God does it. You can't do that. It's impossible. And so do God's will, God's way, in God's timing. And when your children get in trouble, don't damage the rest of their life by just stepping in there and trying to make excuses for what they've done that was wrong or whatever, and they get away with it because you stood up for them. Boy, isn't that love? No. Is it going to be love when your child is in jail because they're still pursuing that same thing, only now has had a time to mature in those sins of rebellion? And all that, and they've got involved in things, they've got broken homes, they've got lost children, your grandchildren are going to hell. No, you don't want that, my friend. Stand firm for the Lord. So again, the old ways that people leave, that people will turn around and say, oh, that church is just a bunch of hypocrites, those people are just hypocrites. And they have to say that because they're trying to justify their own sin. They're trying to justify what they have done wrong. And so they do it. So God allowing that person to see their children are actually Lord in their life is one of the best things that can happen to a parent so that they can take care of it right then. And by the way, if your child has that kind of power in your life that, oh, I'm going to stand up for my, you know what I've had people say, I'm going to stand up for my child. And that child is behind your back laughing at you. We have a Christian school. We have over 570 kids in this school. Now, they'll tell their parents things. I did not do that. I didn't say that. I didn't blah, 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 do it. I know my child and my child wouldn't lie. Now, one of the things that we've done, we've got over 100 cameras in this school. So now, when a child says, that didn't happen to me, we just go look at the camera and show it to the parent. When the parent sees it, their attitude is, I'm going to kill them when I get home. Well, they stood for their child, but the mistake there, that even though it was proven to them the other way, was that they did not back God-given authority that was in this child's, that child's life. That's like a mother or dad getting onto his police officer, your child was doing 75 in the 30-mile-an-hour zone, and you say, well, you're just picking on him because he's a teenager. No, no, don't back that up at all. Let your child know that you stand with what's right. It's not a matter of standing against them. If you stand up for right, what's right, you're not standing against your child, you're standing for your child. When you teach your child that there is a consequence for wrong, you're going to be doing more for good for that child as his future comes into view than you would by letting him do what he wants to do or she wants to do. So always go by God and his word, not by what modern philosophers are trying to tell you. Spock never got it right. Psychology has never got it right. But God has never been wrong. Now, by the way, the law is holy. It's not carnal. The law is not carnal. So why are people down on the law? Why are they calling, oh, you legalistic thing? The Bible tells, the New Testament's telling us this. It tells us that we are really, we're really seeing that the law is not carnal. And our God changes not. Now remember, Psalms 145:17. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. So, my friend, don't be worldly. There are those, I remember hearing one preacher saying, if I have a bottle of wine in my refrigerator, I'm not going to tell you if I do or I don't. But I really just want you to know that I have liberty to have it. What was he doing? He was giving liberty to the flesh instead of the spirit having liberty from the flesh, from sin. See, the law, and in this age of grace, still had the same purpose. It was to show us that we are sinners and we need a Savior. It was to show Christians, because the law was there written for believers in Israel as well. And it was to show them when they needed to go to that temple, they needed to go and make the sacrifices and confess their sin and get it right. So, the law and this age of grace are hand in glove. They go together. And now you say, well, do they still have circumcision? You still have circumcision? Do you believe that a person has to be circumcised to be saved? No. No. That was a law back there, that circumcision didn't save one Jew back in that day. Abraham was circumcised, but he wasn't saved by a circumcision. The Bible in the New Testament is clear. He was saved by faith. And so that's the way it must always be. Faith, you might say, has the following characteristics. If it's true faith, if it's faith as the Word of God lays it out, it will always be holy and not have anything of the stench of the world in it. It won't be worldly. It won't be geared according to the culture. True faith is geared toward the Word of God, because it looks to Jesus Christ. It looks to Christ for salvation. And both by faith, not carnal work, by faith, we know him and we live by his word. We look to his word. It's God's word. Jesus, remember that? John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Jesus said, no man has seen the Father but the Son. So, in saying all those things, I'm just saying that when you're looking at Jesus, and he's the way, the truth, and the life, there's no other way into heaven but through him. Matter of fact, Jesus said in that high priestly prayer in John 17, thy word is truth. The word is truth. Jesus says, I am the way and the truth. Jesus and the word of God, the Bible, there are no contradiction between the two. Jesus Christ is the living word. The Bible is the written word, and there is absolutely no contradiction between them. Now, let's see that in the light of Romans chapter 7, verses 12 and 13. Verse 12 says, "Wherefore, the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just, and good." Verse 13 was, "In that which is good made death to me? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin, by the commandment, might become exceeding sinful." You see, the problem is that people don't see their sin as that bad. There is absolutely no sin whatever that is can be classified as not that bad. Not, well, let me say it this way. No sin by God is classified as not that bad. And he's the judge. And when men stand before him, they'll find out that it was that bad. And so, understand that. It is exceeding sinful, any sin. And that's what grace, that we could actually be saved, should see and know. We didn't deserve salvation. We don't earn salvation. We receive it through Jesus Christ by repentance and faith. Never earned. It's exceeding sinful. It's not, well, he ought to save us because we're actually coming to him. No, he came to us. He came to us. He came to die for us. He came to give his heart and life to us. He did that. Ours is to repent and believe. I've had people tell me, well, repent means to change the mind. You make it a work because you're saying they're turning from sin. Well, look, if you turn to God, giving yourself to him, you're actually turning from sin. But now you're letting him be your God. You're letting him be your Lord. Make sure you let him be the Lord and master of your life. Turn to Jesus Christ with all your heart. And by the way, keep in mind, Satan wants to keep people from getting saved. And some Christians say they think we need to reconsider things. For example, on evolution. You know what? Darwin was used of Satan. Isn't that interesting? Darwin talked about the species of men, and he talked about how man came along. He's going to tell us about all of that. He doesn't even talk about that, okay? And yet, so many of today's modern folks want to change and make it sound like Darwin, oh, he was so scientific. He was not scientific at all. I remember living in Pensacola, Florida, and the school board there, the local county school board, had two books for science. One taught evolution as a fact. The other book taught both creationism and evolution.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, "May the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today."
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, "May God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus."
Stand so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.